and welcome to Promoted, the podcast which helps you get promoted and be great when you get there. I'm your host, Felicity Peary, CEO and co-founder of WeAspire, and of course joined by the amazing Renee Wooten, engineer, speaker, pilot, all amazing things.
Great to be here. Remind me, what lens are we on today?
We are on the Gubbi Gubbi country, and we've actually just been for a beautiful walk by the creek and connecting to nature and centering ourselves and getting grounded for the podcast recording. And it's awesome to be here with you, Renee. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Absolutely. It's so nice to be here. A beautiful walk. I feel very relaxed and ready to get into today's topic.
And we have another juicy one for you today. We are talking about how do you get recognition as a young leader or early in your career. And there's a few ways that I think about recognition. It might be the CEO of your organization knows who you are. Or recently we had a young leader where their CEO posted about it on their internal chat. I feel like that is a form of recognition and being noticed for something that you're doing. Or it could be something more official like an award. Renee, how do you think about getting recognition as a young leader? What kind of things come to mind for you?
I think recognition for me is about being noticed and being noticed in a really positive way. And I think the way that I have succeeded in doing that throughout my career is generally through building trusting and really positive relationships with people. Because what that does is it helps people build a relationship with you. It means that when you're not in the room, people will speak positively about you. It might mean that they think about you when they have an opportunity available. And therefore they promote you, again, whilst you're in the room and whilst you're not in the room. And generally I think that's where the biggest opportunities have kind of come, in terms of recognition and getting noticed. So it's having a positive promoter, having someone to back you, but then it's also being ready to jump at an opportunity when it comes. So saying yes, being prepared to put your hand up, even if the opportunity scares you.
I think, the first one that naturally comes to mind is around getting an award. And I remember that was something that I thought, oh, that would be really cool to get early in my career. And if I have this, then like all these other amazing things that would happen. And for sure, you know, receiving some awards, which I've been very fortunate to have received, have actually made a huge difference in boosting my reputation or people, you know, knowing about the work that we've done, particularly with girls, getting them into engineering. But I think there's so many other ways that you can be recognized that can have even greater impacts within your career. Like you said, trusted leaders in the business, knowing who you are. And I think if there's one way I've found to get that's really helped me in terms of recognition is super simple. And so many CEOs have said that it's really rare that people do this. And it's literally having an idea and then taking action. And they said so many people come to them with complaints and they said, oh, you know, so many, and lots of CEOs I've spoken to have said, if I had people coming to me with, here's an idea, here's something that could change a business rather than a complaint, it would be completely different from most of the conversations they're having. So then that's a really simple way to get recognition to say, I've got this idea, I can see this way that we can improve and I've taken action. Even if you take action and it's not successful, like you haven't actually achieved what you wanted to, just the fact that you've gone and given it a go and then you're coming with, hey, I had an idea, I took action and hey, I need some help kind of getting it off the ground, then that can be a really powerful conversation with a leader.
Absolutely. And I think to reiterate that message, it's consistency in taking action as well. So obviously over time, people build trust with you. There's the analogy, you know, trust built in spoonfuls and lost in buckets. So how are you consistently taking action so that people continue to have trust in the person that you are and your character and your ability to deliver? And I think that inevitably means that you have promoters, whether you're in the room or not. But on top of that, your brand is a huge part of people thinking about you, people talking about you, and your reputation. So what are you doing to continue to enhance that? And I think that's where external recognition can be incredibly valuable as well in taking that message further. So through awards, I know that you've been incredibly successful, Felicity, in some incredible awards and getting recognition, one of which was the Boss Executive Young Executives 100 Women of Influence through the Australian Financial Review, which is coming up this year. So it's now time to put in nominations for the 100 Women of Influence. So if you are an incredible woman, shout out. Now is the time to go and make sure you apply. But I guess I had a few questions around the awards and applying and how someone is best to go about that process.
Yeah, so it's kind of award season, actually, from kind of, what are we, in April to sort of May-ish, and then the award actual ceremonies that happen towards the end of the year. So this is kind of prime time for looking around for awards. And I used to think it was, you know, you're great, and then someone taps you on the shoulder and they put you forward. But I'd say 95% of the awards I've applied for have been a mentor saying, hey, you should do it, or someone telling me about an award and then self-nominating. And I always feel really weird about that process, like, or nominating myself, like, gosh, you have to be so up yourself to think you're like so great to, you know, apply for this. But I think that's all about culture in Australia, in particular, the tall poppy syndrome, you know, not, you know, putting your head above the wall and that kind of culture. So I think it's interesting how many awards are self-nominated, and a process. There's been a few things that have really helped me, and I've actually really loved helping other people through this process too. And it's been quite cool to see when they get those awards, and it feels like such a win for the whole community of really cool people. So the things that stand out to me are, it's all about the framing. And Renee, I'm glad you talked about the brand piece, because it's thinking about who you are as a person and what makes you unique. And that's the thing that's going to have you stand out. And it could be something simple like for me, I would identify someone who's really adventurous. And so that's something that would come out in my personal brand, even just how I tell stories. And the way that you frame things can be really powerful as well. I think often people underestimate the significance of what they've worked on and what they've done. And a simple example would be, I used to work at Brisbane City Council as a project manager. So I could say, I used to work at council. Or I could say, when I was 23 years old, I managed a road project portfolio of $45 million worth of road projects. Now, which one sounds better, Renee? What do you think? So the framing is really powerful, right?
Absolutely. It's storytelling.
Storytelling, yeah.
And you know, to that point, that's a whole other topic, I think. But if you're a good storyteller and you can connect with people and show them the impact of the work that you're doing, speak about it in a positive light, but show the magnitude of some of the things that you've achieved. It changes the tone of your reputation, your capability, and also puts you in a really great place to go, hey, I've done this before, or I've done X, Y, Z previously. These are the outcomes that I've achieved.
Yes.
Would you consider me for a next opportunity?
Yeah.
Yes. Storytelling is incredibly powerful.
I think it's a framing. It's also, I always go back to, what is the significance of this? So I could say, with the council example, I was working on the Road Action Program, and it was this really exciting team where we're in a new department called the Major Projects Office. So what they did was, they got 15 years of road projects and went, how can we deliver them in four? So they pulled high-performing people from all around council. They got external consultants in to set up this project management office, and it was really great to be part of that team. And it was kind of unexpected from my perspective of what I thought it would be to work in a role like something at council. And so then you can start to build that story of significance with your audience of going, oh, wow, okay, this is a significant program of works. The council have never done this before. They pulled together this amazing team. And then you kind of build that credibility through the story as well. And I think often people miss that, or they don't actually explain the significance to others of that particular story as well.
So I guess the key takeaway there is that leaders, incredible young leaders that want to get noticed, have to be great storytellers as well.
Yeah. And it's funny, actually, I just remembered that I spoke to someone just last week who was looking at applications for roles, and it was an early career piece, and it said, why do you want to work at X company? She typed that into ChatGPT. She then got the spreadsheet, and it filled the page of how many people had used those first two sentences from ChatGPT for the application of why they wanted to work for that company. Now, probably someone else, from the recent to
that. It's awesome to know that those checks are being done. I think in the back of everyone's minds, it's like, is this a ripoff? Like, how many people have submitted this?
Yeah, exactly. And I think you could do so with what is authentic to you. And one of the fascinating things, kind of, I'm sure if you've done this, right, but being on the other side when you're judging the awards has been really interesting. One of my experiences was that the team wanted to get a really broad range of people for the award and represent several different, I suppose, ideas. And they didn't want to have, you know, they want the diversity, which I think is great. And so, you know, say they were doing awards for engineers, and they're like, oh, I've already got four civil engineers. We don't want another civil engineer. Then actually that can impact your chances when you do apply. So I think sometimes, you know, I've applied for awards, haven't got it, applied again, and it's a different scenario because of a different kind of group of people or cohort going through. So sometimes it's not like, you know, you're not a great leader or you're not this, you know, whatever, you know, person of influence. It can literally just be, oh, that year they had a lot of people that are similar to you apply. So that's why I think it's even more relevant that you talk about what makes you who you are. And if you're not sure, then that's really the first step. And that's the work to do on yourself and looking at what makes you unique and bring that forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So to summarize, there's a huge amount that you can do to get noticed. But I think the big things are turning up, taking action, being consistent, telling positive and emotive stories that connect hearts and minds, and getting external, validation and support to enhance your reputation to take it further.
Totally. And back yourself, I think.
Absolutely. Like,
pretend that you're not writing about you and just back yourself. Sometimes I even actually get other people to interview me or get them to write on my behalf because I hate talking about myself so much. And that's really helped me. We hope this episode has helped you. Thanks for being here and listening to another episode of Promoted. We'll see you on the next one.
See you later.